and Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that has got Wimbledon fever. Okay.
Which country do you want to win?
Is it countries? Is it countries going against each other?
I think it's Croatia and France, right?
I don't know. I said we have Wimbledon fever, but I don't know anything about Wimbledon. That's my confession right away. But anyway, I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two co-captains, July Diaz.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And Agata.
Hey, how's it going?
Good as well.
Great.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I just got this bad fever going around.
You got the Wimbledon fever?
I do.
What are some of the symptoms?
Warts around the ear.
Oh my God, that's Yikes. Awful.
Yeah, it's really bad.
July.
I'm surprised you opened the show saying you have Wimbledon fever and then you don't know what it is.
I feel bad because I hadn't even conceived how serious it was. I thought it was just a... something I could make a joke about.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, get those frozen off.
Get them frozen off?
Yeah, that's what you do with warts. You never had a wart?
This is the first time I've ever had a wart.
Oh, man. You just go right into the freezer. You freeze them off.
Go into the freezer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Slam the freezer door on them and they'll come right off.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll slam the freezer door on my ear.
It'll clear right up.
Great. Jumping into that disgusting war talk, right into introducing our guest, woman about town. She's on the mess hall team, Rumpel, Liz Reichel, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. Did you guys come up with that intro song?
It was made by a friend of ours, Andrew Clotworthy. Oh, shout out.
I love it.
It's
Thank
fun,
you.
Right?
It's so catchy.
Yeah, and it's just relevant even now. So much, so many months, years. I don't know how long it's been.
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
Wow.
All the references. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we love our theme. Shout out to Andrew Clotworthy.
Yes, thanks, Andrew.
And thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. This is such a treat, especially because it's so hot outside.
Yeah, it has been. Update from last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's still hot.
It's still hot. This is another special hot episode of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing your guest is hot herself.
That was a requirement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got to be hot, and we have to feel hot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Otherwise, we don't earn our little flame tag next to our podcast, like scorching.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of things that are hot, though, we do talk about some pretty hot trends on this podcast.
Oh, great.
That's the premise. Do you follow trends normally? Are you a?
I mean, do you see what I'm wearing? I'm wearing overalls, and that's definitely a trend.
That's on trend.
It is on trend.
I think I'm late to trends. I think I'm like they've been around for months and months and months, and I'm like, okay, I'll jump, I'll bite.
Right. Right.
So that's my relationship with trends.
Do you like keep up with Twitter and what people are talking about online or anything?
No. My friend recommended as a comedian that I should be on Twitter. So I've been on Twitter for the past few months, but I don't read anyone else's stuff. I just go on, write a joke, check several times how many people liked it. That's all I do with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might be better off.
I think that's the way to use it, really.
Yeah, there's a lot of garbage on Twitter, I gotta say.
Sure.
A lot of, like, Nazis, a lot of, like, just people talking about depressing shit. It's a real bummer. So maybe just that in-and-out approach is the way to go.
Yeah, well, there we go.
There's the saga of Plane Bay. That happened on
Twitter. Oh, my God.
Have you guys been following that?
No.
I think so, yes.
Awful.
It is pretty bad.
The whole thing made me so uncomfortable. It was just this woman she gave up her seat on the plane, or she asked someone to switch with her so she could sit with her husband. And then the woman who ended up sitting in front of her was sitting next to some like hot dude. And the woman behind started like taking photos and tweeting them with like captions of what they were doing and talking about and laughing and touching arms. And at one point she's like, they went to the bathroom together, like, you know, like it implying that they were probably fucking in the bathroom, which is like messed up to do to a complete stranger. And like it went on for a long time all the way through. And then she ended up even like taking photos of them, and like they got identified. The woman was like harassed and targeted on her Instagram. She had to shut down her accounts because people were like, oh, you're a slut, you had sex with some guy on a plane.
Oh my gosh, wait, this is the woman that switched her seat to sit by her husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's like, can you switch me seat?
Yeah, it's already an annoying thing to do.
Harassed her the whole time. Wow.
Yeah.
Already an annoying, like, this woman did you a favor and now you're just like exposing all of her business for no reason at all.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was kind of a sad story about privacy in the current world.
But the reaction to it was people being like, oh, this is awesome, cool, like I want to be part of this, like keep telling us what's going on. And it's like, that's gross. The whole thing's gross.
It was gross.
Wow. Planes really bring out the worst in people.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good. Liz told me before the show she had some thoughts on planes. So if you want to get into your thoughts on planes right now, this is a great way to, you know, just jump in right into that.
Oh, sure. Is this a bit?
I don't know.
Am I supposed to pretend that we were like talking
I don't know. Is this...
With July, the answer is always yes.
Oh, yes. I mean, I have lots... I fly a lot. And...
Please cut out the part where she said, is this a bit? okay, and then we start now.
I was on a plane recently, and I was on the aisle seat, and this couple, I think they were from maybe like Germany or something, I don't know, they were sitting mm-hmm. next to me, and the guy, I got out, and the guy like squeezed past his girlfriend who was in the middle seat to get to his great window seat, never get those, and then he had to get out again, and he like squeezed past her and then was like, oh, don't get up, I'm good at this. And in my head, I'm like, motherfucker, I don't want your body pressed against mine just because your girlfriend is subjected to it.
Right.
But I just said, no, I'll get up.
Yeah.
I never tell people what's really going on in my head.
But also, people like choose their seats on flights, or sometimes they pay more for them. Mm-hmm. And then the people that are just like, well, you switch, I can sit next to my husband. It's like, no,
planned this.
Yeah, exactly.
I planned this.
I want to sit next to the window so I can look out and imagine what my life is going to be like, you know? Yeah. That is a requirement when I'm in the air.
Yeah. I really, one time in my life, want to be in first class because my friend was just on it and sent me pictures from the plane. She had a sundae. She had a full rack of
ice
lamb.
Cream sundae?
Yes.
Oh. No fucking
a hot
way.
Towel, drinks every 15 minutes.
Lamb that sounds blanket. Amazing. Have you seen the planes that have like these little pods in their first class where you can sleep?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that, I think the flight to Japan does that possibly.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
The dream.
Yeah.
Someday.
I've never flown higher than coach myself.
Same. Mm. Never been bumped on accident
or
on purpose?
No. And every time I think maybe it'll be this time.
You know, you have to. My friend works for the airline and she said you have to dress nicely if you want to be bumped up. Like you have to have a suit or like a very nice dress on.
What?
Because they won't put you in first class if you didn't pay for it and don't look nice.
Why do they give a shit what you look like?
Who knows why anyone cares about anything?
Well,
good point.
If anything, I should be bumped every time because I'm always wearing my big dog shirts at the at the airport.
Do they still make those?
I still have them.
When I was a kid, there was a big dog store in my mall.
Whoa, hell yeah.
Wow. Shout out to Bakersfield, California.
Ooh, nice.
That is wild. What? Who wears a suit to fly? That's so uncomfortable.
I do. I wear a captain's suit, you know. So I want
to
be
confuse them.
I want to be in the cockpit. Excuse me. I want to get bumped to the cockpit, please.
Get bumped to the pilot.
Yeah, please.
Oh, that's so funny.
All right. We also have another person here. I don't know if you see.
Person isn't really.
Well,
right
I like to think of them as a person, a being, a helper with the show.
Oh, great.
She's right over there behind the production window, we call it, along with the other, you know, interns at the show. Her name is Robo Laura Hall.
Mm. Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Yeah, Roba Laura Hall is our producer. She's our head producer. She does all sorts of like various administrative tasks around the show. So she'll be butting in with her opinions, but she likes to meet all the guests.
Oh, great.
And she can kind of get a little off the rails sometimes. So we have to rein her in.
She is a being.
Yeah. She's got a mind of her own for sure.
Speaking of those people behind the
Please
glass.
Please give me smooches.
Okay.
And... I was going to say no one got me coffee yet.
I don't know your name. Could you get Liz a coffee, please?
You know, I'm going to learn your name. What's your name? It's David. Great.
I already forgot it.
David, I would like a coffee, 2 creams, 1 sugar. Thank you. 78 degrees.
She was asking you for smooches, which you do not have to give her. Because...
Oh, can she ask me again?
Please give me smooches.
Oh, okay. No one ever asks me that for smooches, sure.
Well, that's nice of you to do it for her, but I'm just saying you don't, she gets a little, you know, wild.
Mm.
So feel free to just tell her no.
Yeah.
That's the only kind of people hang out with, wild people, so I'm pretty comfortable right now.
That's right, that's right. Liz was telling me before the show that she hangs out with a lot of wild people. Why don't you just get into that? A little bit for us, Liz.
Oh, sure. I recently joined a ceramics class, and let me tell you, those people are wild.
Ooh. Oh, man. They love to throw down, right? Is that?
Yes.
What are you making in there?
I haven't started yet.
Oh, okay.
I start Monday. But I picture very wild people.
Absolutely.
That's cool. I want to do that.
Is there anything in particular you're hoping to walk out of there with?
Oh, just a bowl that doesn't have any holes in it. A usable bowl.
You've been using colanders for...
No, my hands.
Oh, your hands.
I use my hands for everything. Soup, coffee. Where's that coffee?
My God, your hands are all burned up.
I don't like people to point it out.
You just have that bowl that's just has a bunch of holes in it that you've covered up with Band-Aids.
Yeah, Band-Aids.
So we're going to be talking about the trends that are happening right this moment.
Oh, great.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is right now, by the way, Robert? Roba Laura Hall.
Rubit.
The time is Saturday, July 14th, 2018 at 2:01 p.m. and 28 seconds.
Ooh, it's Bastille Day.
Wee wee. That's your people, Gabe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. People who wee wee.
Well, and it's so wild over there right now. I mean, they're like about to play in the finals.
Wimbledon?
Yes, they're about to play in the Wimbledon finals.
Mm-hmm.
Was that picture real of the planes, like with the colored smoke for the France flag?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was like one red one on the wrong side.
Oh,
did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yes, it was red, 2 blue, 3 white, 3 red.
Oh boy.
And then someone was like, this is the new flag.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know if that was real or not.
I didn't see it, but
I believe it.
Someone got fired, I bet.
Mr. Extra Red.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
So we're going to be getting into those trends, but first.
You know that France is playing in the World Cup, right?
I hadn't heard that, okay. No.
I was like, this is why none of these jokes are landing with you.
I mean, I got the flag. I got the flag stuff.
No, I just, yeah, they're tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
The finals against Croatia.
They're going up against Wimbledon? In the ratings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wimbledon, same time, same length. Who knows who's going to win that battle?
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
Ask Gotta is my segment where the readers come to me with their life questions about work, love, food, jokes, whatever it is that's on their minds that they need help with. What do you have for me today?
This question is from Lick in Las Vegas. Hi, Gotta. I just got an ice cream maker for my birthday. Cool, right? What kinds of creative flavors should I be making with this thing? P.S. It can also do sorbets.
Oh boy. Cool. Ice cream maker. That sounds pretty good right about now. I don't know about you guys.
But. Yeah. It's good if you have a summer birthday to get an ice cream maker. That's a good birthday gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you have a summer birthday, Gabe?
No. I have a winter birthday.
I have a summer birthday. You have a summer birthday.
I do, yeah.
We got a couple of summer birthday babies.
Mine's in January, if anyone wants to know.
Oh, same.
Oh, we got a couple of January babies.
January babies.
What flavors? Good question.
You hear that? Lickin' Las Vegas? That's a good question.
Was that before or after he got the ice cream machine?
When was he licking?
Yeah. What else exactly? Is he licking?
Yeah. I'm just a fan of licking.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
It's a dog.
I mean, the possibilities are endless here. You can make anything. You can make anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed.
I feel like that's what she's feeling.
Yeah.
She's just hoping you'll give her some ideas.
Peanut.
Just peanut? Yeah. Just throw some peanuts in there?
Yeah. Yeah, make a nice, refreshing peanut ice cream.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm so bougie. I'd be like, make a rose raspberry sorbet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Make something with lavender.
Mm. Ooh, okay, now that's on trend.
Yeah, that's so, like that place on La Brea has all that fancy ice cream. Mm. That
Mosh Tea.
Malone's, yeah.
I haven't been there.
Oh, it's good. They have, that's exactly their vibe.
That's a good suggestion is... Just
find steal some. It from your favorite ice cream store. It's the recipe, I mean, not that.
Don't use that machine, just do ice cream.
Interesting.
I would suggest, I mean, Lickin' Las Vegas, again, sounds like a dog. So I would say go for like a pepperoni ice cream or maybe a milk bone ice cream.
Okay.
Or like the Las Vegas one. Like, what's a good, like a pool, like a dirty pool water?
Yeah.
A
pool that someone's been peeing in all day.
Oh, boy.
Some, you know, 52 deck of cards. Yeah. Toss those in there.
Yeah. Instead of chocolate chips, how about some poker chips?
Right. Yeah. You want that crunch.
One of those giant margaritas, yardstick margaritas.
Yeah.
You can make that into ice cream. Easily. Go. It basically already is ice cream.
Just use the ice cream machine. Don't be like everyone else that just puts it in the cupboard and collects dust.
Yeah,
use
you got it. You got it. Especially those single-use kitchen items. You got to use them if you're going to have them. Yeah. Otherwise, they're just collecting dust. Great point.
Just don't make sorbets.
And one more thing. It's rude to write in with this question if you're not going to send us any. So...
Yeah.
Send it to P.O. Box 6969.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where P.O. Box.
We have that in every city.
Yeah, we have it in every city. And we pay a lot of money for all of those. But we
haven't
make sure
checked
we get
any of them in a long time. But
there might already be ice cream in there.
Yeah. Good point. Any other recommendations for this person? Mm-hmm. It sounds like they've got a lot of great suggestions. Another Las Vegas one, just the whole buffet.
Oh, the
put
whole
some crab legs.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
That's a great suggestion.
Some shrimp scampi. And that one, I think, should be a sorbet.
Sorry, July.
No. No. No sorbets. I don't even know why you brought that up. It's an ice cream maker.
But they said they can make sorbets.
Say that for the sorbet maker.
No, it's sorbet is ice cream.
All right.
If you have a question and you want me to answer it, call or text 432-AGATA-HIGH or go to twb.cool/ask.
432-AGATA-HIGH. Good job, Agata.
Yeah, good job.
Thanks.
I think you really helped this person.
I hope so. We never get any follow-ups. So,
oh, really?
I mean, I haven't heard any follow-ups to my advice. I hope that everyone implements what I tell them.
Yeah. Lick in Las Vegas, please.
Yeah, I'll take a double scoop follow-up on a sugar cone.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, though I know you're not home. But I can see you, your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your cheese comb back and your sunglasses on. I can tell you my love for you will be strong after the lasagna is gone. That is the Boys of Summer Garfield remix.
Wow, my favorite part about this podcast is the music. The intro.
Thank you.
All
thank
the
you.
Segments. Oh, love.
Thank you. We work really hard on it.
Thank you so much. This is July. It's Funny Pages, part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip that I haven't seen before. Liz, what is your relationship with the Sunday Funnies, the comic strips?
Read them a lot as a kid.
Ooh, which ones?
Lord knows, I can't remember. Family Circus for sure. Mm. But mm. I think I would always, I'd be drawn to the ones that were the biggest and the most colorful. I'm a visual learner.
Yes,
as
right.
You see.
Right.
But I haven't read any recently. If they're on Reddit, if there's little ones on Reddit, then I'll read those.
Oh, okay, right. Cool. So now you get to choose between three different classic comics.
Great.
And I'll read. I'll go through it. I'll read some of the panels, and we'll go around and we'll guess what the final panel is. Because usually it's like a setup to a joke.
Oh, okay.
So you get to choose between Nancy.
Oh, that's a real old one.
Garfield, or Foxtrot.
I get to pick?
Yes.
Oh, the power, the responsibility. You know, you did the Garfield song, let's go with Garfield.
Okay, great.
Garfield theme day.
Mm-hmm. July was wearing a Garfield hat, too, when he came in.
Where is it?
That's right. It's
why
in the other room.
Right,
it's in the other room.
Put it on.
Can you pause, go get it, put it on?
Yeah, sure.
Great. We'll wait.
We're back.
Okay, oh. July went and got his hat.
What a cool hat.
Thank you. Apologies for all the lasagna on it.
Oh, that's real?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so looks like we're inside John's house, and Garfield is just, you know, having a walk. And again, Garfield doesn't really talk, but he has thoughts. He thinks out loud. So he's thinking straight to the reader, John got me a smaller food dish. All right, that's the first panel. Second panel. He stops walking, and he's thinking out loud. He says, so that I'll eat less. Now we go around, and we'll guess what the final panel could be.
I'm going to guess that he says, I'm going to get him a smaller fridge.
Well, that's funny.
That's good.
That's very good.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's funny to imagine a cat going to buy a fridge, too.
That's very funny. But would Garfield, he never leaves the counter.
No.
Right.
He'd get, what's the dog's name?
Odie.
He'd get Odie to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That goof.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid tongue. He always has this big old tongue out.
But I like that. The smaller fridge is very funny.
Thank you.
Nope, I don't have one. Do you have a guess?
Wow, first time.
Yeah, I think I have a couple.
That's fine.
This is how I work. This is how Liz works as a comedian.
Great.
Okay, so I think the third panel, he might shove the small dish into his mouth. Not Garfield. What's the owner's?
John.
John. He might shove it into John's mouth and say, you eat it.
You're on the right track.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Then maybe I'll just stop there.
Okay.
Because I was thinking like a portion control joke, but I'm just going to say.
Well, oh, you're closer now.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Wow. I should write comics. yeah, I think it's like Garfield says something like, or thinks, I didn't agree to portion controlling or calorie counting. Or he shoves Odie's face in the bowl. Those are my choices. I'm done.
I have a guess now.
Oh, yeah, Kate.
Okay.
Those are all great, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you.
I am just going to guess. I don't have a great guess, but I'm just going to guess. He's like, I'm just going to use it for my amuse-bouche.
Ooh, that's funny. Yeah. I love amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche. It's a fun. It sounds funny.
What is that?
It's like a, what's the actual definition? Something
means,
like a
to entertain, tickle your tongue.
Yeah.
Amuse like, your mouth.
They put it on like a little spoon or sometimes yeah. like a small shot glass. It's yeah. Very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Fancy restaurants, which I've only been to once.
You're all wrong.
Wait, what? Even me?
What?
Even you, Agata.
What?
Even you, Gabe.
What?
Even you, Liz.
No.
Although you kind of came the closest.
Oh, great.
All right, so I'll read it all from the beginning. You know, John got me a smaller food dish so that I'll eat less. Then in the final panel, we see his food dish and what's in it but a tower of food.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And Garfield with, you know, his typical smirk, looking at the reader and saying, good plan.
Is it full of lasagna?
No, it's like some sort of like sloppy Joe
yeah,
looking
the cartoon
food.
Mound.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
You know, I was going to say that he puts a whole lasagna in it.
Yeah.
And I forgot.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty good.
Yeah.
And that was part of the show where I read the comments on the comic strip.
Yeah.
What website is this on?
This is gocomics.com.
Oh, and there's comments on it?
Yeah.
yeah.
That's always fun.
Templo SUD says.
We always hear from Templo, don't we?
Yeah. He says, what is that? 60 cans of cat food? He makes a good point.
Does
wow.
it?
Why is he shaming Garfield?
Does the cat food go like above the panel?
Yes, it does.
So how would he even know how many it was?
He counted.
I don't know.
He tested it at home.
Okay.
Maybe. let that cat eat 60 cans of cat food if he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm not going to stop him.
I would never stop Garfield from eating.
No.
Lamehawk says, nothing like a good old Dagwood sandwich.
Oh, that's like calling back a different comic.
Oh, Dagwood, yeah. That's yeah. the one in The Office?
That's Blondie.
What's the one in The Office?
Dilbert.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dagwood is the husband of Blondie.
Mm-hmm.
He's famous for building very, very tall
sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. The visual's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And finally, Piccoli says, would you like to supersize that?
Oh, man.
And it's in quotes, so he's quoting something.
The title for Supersize Me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
Only one Blockbuster video store left standing.
Oh, man. These are exciting times. There's only one more Blockbuster video left in the world.
I did actually see that article about that. What, they too closed in, not Alaska. Where was it? It was Alaska?
I think it was Alaska.
Oh, that's crazy.
Right.
Should we go on a field trip?
To Alaska?
Is that where the last one is?
No. That's where the two closed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where is the last one?
Bend, Oregon.
Oh,
that's close.
I was just talking about how I want to go there.
I've been
to Bend?
Bend, yeah. Oregon.
You've been?
Yeah. I call
What'd
it,
you do there?
I always, I make... We go on a lot of road trips, and I make a lot of great jokes about right. the places we pass through, and I'm like, oh, look, we're in Bend Over again.
Ooh,
that's a
nice
that's line. Just a little kind of joke I like to do when we pass through Bend.
Yeah, you know what I do when I'm there?
What's that?
Stretch.
Nice.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah, so that's the last Blockbuster open. It's in Bend, Oregon.
I can't believe it.
That's nuts.
I can't believe there still are ones that are open.
Yeah.
Or there were multiple ones before right. today.
Yeah. Do you guys remember going to them as a kid? I feel all like we're all
the
yeah.
time.
We had all one time. In Bakersfield. I think it was called Video City or something like that. And they mm-hmm. decorated each room. So the horror room like had like a mummy and spider webs. And then like the action room had like, I don't know, a building that was broken. But it was so cool and interactive.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
There's nothing like that anymore.
Yeah. It always seemed like a fun place to work, the video store.
Oh, yeah. You get to talk about movies. You get to watch them. Mm-hmm. Rent them for free.
Yeah.
Highlight your favorite ones on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Say a goddess favorite.
That's the dream, to like be able to do the staff pick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Staff picks. I so much reverence for those people. They must have a very special taste to be allowed to have staff picks.
Yeah. I like seeing that in the bookstore too.
Love,
especially when they're like
it's
they write a little paragraph that's mm-hmm. like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
this is perfect for summertime reading by the pool or whatever.
Yeah. What would your staff pick movie be?
Ooh, that's a good question. Someone's turned the interview tables around on us.
Oh my God. We ask you the question.
Oh, yeah. I take it back.
What would your staff pick movie be?
AKA favorite movie. My favorite movie is so weird. I feel like you guys would have seen it, but a lot of people haven't seen it. It's that John Cusack, Better Off Dead.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
I haven't seen that.
I've seen it.
Watch it. It's so weird and so good and just like very relevant. Cool. Like for going through changes and breakups and stuff. Not that you are, but I'm saying if you ever have, you'll relate to it. Sorry.
That is a good movie, though. It's very funny.
Mm-hmm. What would you pick for yours?
My favorite movie is The Long Goodbye, Robert Altman's The Long Goodbye. Mm-hmm. It's like a detective, hard-boiled detective story set in the 70s, mm-hmm. starring Elliot Gould. It's really fun and funny. So I guess it'd be that.
Yeah, it's a great pick.
I've never heard of it.
Check it out.
Check
The Long Goodbye, available on Amazon Prime, maybe.
Oh, great.
I like the mystery part of
it. Agata, yours?
My favorite movie, Boogie Nights.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like two movies.
What?
Because it's so good and so long, and it really takes you over to two different like character arcs in it. I think. Like different eras of.
You talking about the movie or the wiener?
The wiener.
Yeah, it's the whole. It's all pre-wiener and post-wiener.
Right? Yes,
those are your two movies.
Yes.
Even though the wiener's at the very end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my pick is Wiener the Doc, the Anthony Wiener Doc.
That was a good one.
That is a good movie.
Wonderful.
My pick's Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Mm. Classic. Classic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've heard our staff picks.
We're opening a video store, by the way.
Yeah, it has four movies.
Yeah.
Man with the world's longest fingernails cuts them off after 66 years.
All right, so who wants to see a photo of this?
I would love to see a photo.
This is fucking gross.
It's disgusting.
I bet he was watching Queer Eye and was like, I need to make a change.
It's worse than I thought.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
It looks like he's got like five massive tapeworms coming out of his hands.
Oh my God, that's right. So fucking disgusting.
Oh, was it just on one hand?
Yes.
Because he had to carry it with the other hand, right?
Yeah.
I assume they're so long.
I mean, why?
I don't particularly like getting my hair cut, for example.
Yeah.
So I could say if I hated getting my hair cut like 100 times worse than I do now, I might never get one.
Yeah.
And my hair would be down at the floor. So maybe it's the same thing with him and getting his nails trimmed. Maybe he hates it. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing about trimming your fingernails is I actually have a bad reaction to that little tinny noise it makes when you hit that clip.
I agree.
I hate that noise too.
What does it sound like?
It's like a
right.
There was a guy when I used to ride the bus who would
oh my gosh
who
did
would
that?
Sit behind me.
Oh, that's Louie. He's cutting his nails
and trim his fingernails like the whole bus ride.
That is
and
fucking
that
gross.
That little noise. You could hear it through like loud headphones because it's on like a different.
Yeah, when people do that in the office, it's so disgusting. I'm like, what?
July, please.
I don't want to hear it.
At Second City, you'll find them on the floor a lot in the classrooms, like hidden by the wall. It's pretty gross.
Are you trying to grow a new improviser? Is that how that works?
Not a garden. That's so gross.
My brother will like clip his. I mean, it's in his house, so he has every right to, but I get so grossed out because he'll do his, like, toenails near me.
Ugh. Nasty.
In the article, does it say why he kept them so? Like, was it a world record?
In this article, it does not. This is NPR, and
NPR didn't say why? Wow.
No, but it does say
great liberal reporting.
Yeah.
It says he started to let the fingernails on his left hand grow when he was 14, quote, after being told off by a teacher for accidentally breaking his long nail.
So it does say why.
That's the reason. I mean, this doesn't seem like a good reason to me.
So he broke his long nail. His teacher got him in trouble, and he was like, okay, now I'm never going to cut my nails?
I mean, yeah, that seems pretty accurate. Some teachers are the worst, and they berate kids, and then it like causes you to like be weird the rest of your life.
Right.
Why would a teacher be mad about a nail breaking?
Who knows? Maybe she's trying to grow hers, and she was mad that she couldn't grow them as long. I don't know.
Also, how could they not break? Maybe I have like awful nails, so when they grow like at all, they start breaking off.
Yeah, same.
So I can't even figure out how he would have that long of a tenure.
Right. How do you even do anything?
That's why with he had one hand like free.
That. Yeah.
That one would just be propped up somewhere, and then he would type or eat with the other hand, I'm sure.
He was married. He is married, has two children, and
what?
Married?
Worked professionally children? As a photographer.
He fucks?
Photographer?
Yeah.
Photographer.
How?
He fucks and he takes pictures.
Excuse me?
I bet that he used
He's fucked
fingernails.
At least twice.
Excuse me, what?
I bet he used the fingernails as a prop. Like for the photography.
Okay. She said he fucks, and then you said she was saying he fucks, and then you were saying, "I bet he used it as a prop." I'm like, "Oh my goodness, this is not that kind of show."
Which makes me think, what does he do? What? How did that work out in the bedroom?
Ew,
oh my gosh,
that's what I'm saying.
His wife must have been into it.
Yeah.
Oh well,
I can't. It does
say here that the wife grew her nose.
No.
What?
A nose and fingernails? What kind of family is this?
This is messed up.
She's Pinocchio. She's part Pinocchio.
What'd the kids grow?
Their hair.
Oh, yeah.
That's boring.
They're a little...
Couple of hippies.
Couple hippies. You know, they grew up in the 70s.
How do you even, like, drive?
Good question.
What if you... Yeah.
Well, they're all curled, right? So he probably, like, in a pile, carried them.
Changed diapers, like... Any of it.
Oh, he didn't change
it. Probably diapers. Gets him out of a lot of stuff.
I don't want to see it anymore.
I
want to
see
so
it again.
Gross.
It's like
they become tubular, you know?
But I want to know why he cut
totally.
Them off. Yeah, they. Oh, you know what? They almost look like uncooked Italian sausages.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
I really want to know why he cut them off. Oh, wait. They are now on display at Ripley's, believe it or not. That's probably why. They probably paid him a lot of money.
But that's really close to here. Should we go?
No, I think it said New York City.
No.
Am I right?
New York City.
Is that what it says? Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Who wants to Ripley's look at disembodied fingernails?
Tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid New York tourists.
Oh, we can go see Shrek at ours.
Shrek's there?
Oh, yeah. Shrek's there?
Shrek's there.
And
Zac Efron.
Oh.
Oh, we're going to have to
just
cut this
around.
Short.
Isn't that Madame Tussauds, though?
The Wax Museum.
Yeah.
They're
still
next
there.
To each other.
Yeah, next
I don't
other.
Know what's in Ripley's, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. What do they have in there?
Shrunken heads, weird, clipped off fingernails.
I went to one in San Francisco when I was 16. I can't really remember. I used to watch a show a lot, though.
Oh, yeah. They had a show.
Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a clickbait show.
Hmm.
Hey, listeners at home.
It's the original TMZ.
Cut your nails. Just cut them.
Please cut them.
Not on the bus, not at work.
Not at home.
In the bathroom.
In the privacy of your home. Wait till everyone you live with leaves and then do it.
And if you're cutting them, please don't send them to us at P.O. Box 6969.
Yeah.
No.
We don't want them.
No.
Just the ice cream.
This lemon would not stop rolling down a hill.
Who wants to see this lemon?
Lemon!
I haven't seen it yet. I would
Let's
love.
Let's see this lemon, baby.
I saw a tweet about it, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. Let's see.
So it's a, you know, your usual yellow lemon.
Where's it at?
Rolling down a hill.
Is this like a live shot? Is it still rolling?
No. This is just a video of the occurrence.
What town is this in? Who can we thank for
That's
this
a good
video?
Good question. Let's see.
I was once hit by a rolling watermelon.
Hit by it?
Yeah.
A freelance watermelon?
I was walking on a street that was perpendicular to a hill. And as I was walking past it, a watermelon, one of the like personal size watermelons, bounced, hit me in the leg, went into the street and got run over by a car.
Wow. What did you do? Was there anyone around to be like,
I was with a friend and we were both like, this is the most amazing thing that's ever happened. But every time I've gone to retell the story, it It's one of those you had to be there to realize how crazy it is getting hit by a watermelon.
I don't know. I think that's still a good story.
Okay.
Did it hurt? Right.
I can't remember.
Was it Gallagher who did it?
It could have been. Could have been.
Gallagher 2?
I don't think it could. It's probably Gallagher 2. I feel like original Gallagher would have used a bigger watermelon.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Sort of like a fruit, not really. First time I ever like bought a suit jacket. This was in Santa Cruz. I was walking. I just bought it, and
you were gonna fly somewhere.
Yes, I was gonna. I was gonna try to get that bump up to the cockpit. I was walking down the street, and lo and behold, a flying box comes at me. And what was it? Chinese food.
What?
Chinese. And it was a complete full box of Chinese food just slammed into my brand new suit jacket. And
how?
Never washed it. I've never washed the suit jacket.
Oh, and you still own it?
I still own the suit.
Why it's now become
a,
it?
It's now become a prop for, you know, sketch shows and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, wait, do you know where the Chinese food came from?
From a speeding car.
No, it was a restaurant.
That's
right. Oh, a restaurant? Oh, it was, Genghis Khan's.
Did somebody just throw it out their window?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is insane behavior.
People are the worst.
Yeah. One time I dated a guy who we went to a fast food restaurant and ate it, and then he just opened his door and threw his garbage right there. And I was like, all right, this is
done.
Over.
We're done.
I don't want to anymore.
Oh my gosh. I hate when people litter. My only food related story is my printer wasn't working for like maybe almost a year, and I just never tried to fix it. And then I had a deadline due where I needed something printed, and I went over and there was an almond stuck in it.
In the printer?
Yeah, like it had like fallen down.
Oh my god.
I eat a lot. I snack a lot, and it fell where the paper was, and that's what was creating the jam.
That's so funny.
Mm. And I had a laugh.
That's crazy.
Yeah. A regular old Ricky Gervais laugh.
So this lemon, is it any...
Oh, yes. This was in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the classic. Great cities.
So, trying to go get one of those burritos with the french fries in
oh,
it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Burritos with the french fries?
That's what they do in San Diego, right? They put french fries in the burrito.
California burrito.
Oh, there's a really good taco place also has burritos, like Nacho Libre. It's very good. It's wrestling themed.
Yeah. In San Diego?
In San Diego. Mm. They have a couple. Very good. Best tacos I have had.
Wow.
I check love San Diego style burritos. I believe those are the best, and I'll fight anybody.
Mm. We'll hold you to it.
Yeah, I don't like rice and beans in my burritos. So
but you love
that's the big thing.
You love the fries in it.
Yeah, well, I like it because it's like it's mostly like meat and avocado, and then fries. Yeah,
salsa. Good. I love potatoes. My favorite food.
I love potatoes too.
You guys, I'm done with fries.
What?
They're not good.
What?
What?
Where are you getting your fries?
What? July.
You know, so my theory is fries are only good because of what's on them.
All
usually
right.
They're paired with something.
July, this is the wildest thing you've ever said.
I know, and I think you might have to cut this out of the show.
I'm getting so
honestly.
Angry.
Yeah, I haven't seen a guy this mad since I decided I didn't like hot dogs.
What the fuck? I forgot about that, too.
Yeah, and I love bananas, and Gabe hates bananas.
Wow. I mean, if you're not going to get french fries, what is your
side?
Yeah,
what's your side?
Potato wedges.
That's
no! Potato wedges are bullshit! July!
Why are they bullshit?
Because they're so meh.
They're often like frozen and not cooked well and they're all starchy in the middle.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're all like starchy
like
and
crumble.
Yeah, gross.
Where are you getting your potato wedges?
No, the fries are good when they're crispy, I think.
So how long was that person videotaping that lemon?
Yeah.
How long is that video?
Like 2 minutes or so?
Oh. Okay.
Sounds like a real lemon party.
And people just loved it. They went crazy for it. Oh, nice pun.
It
Sorry.
Is a real lemon party.
No, that's fine.
So somebody was just following it?
Yeah.
What's
it's just,
the story?
It's just, you know, the story is the world is on fire. World's terrible. So this, you know, brought people some joy just watching this lemon on the street.
Like
rolling.
The raccoon going up the skyscraper?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which we didn't talk about because we were on our hiatus.
Oh.
Okay.
But there was a raccoon that scaled the building, right?
Was it Empire State? No, it wasn't.
No. It was just an office building, I think.
Yeah.
That was
New York City.
Hmm.
So was this lemon, was this on Twitter?
Yes.
What did the tweet say?
Let's see. It says, this is the guy who took the video. Today, as I was walking home after my run, I saw a large lemon rolling down the hill. It kept rolling for about a quarter mile, and now you can see it too.
Great. See, this is better. This is like the positive version of Plain Bay, because a lemon doesn't care if you follow it and film it.
Right.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Film
Lemon Bay.
Although the lemon did reach out and its comment said, you know, it's getting off Twitter because it's, you know, it became too famous. Mm. You know,
yeah. It was getting harassed from Instagram.
Too many long nailed paparazzi taking photos of it.
Did he use the lemon after he filmed it, or did he just leave it in the gutter?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's
took
see.
Its fame, left it alone.
It says here he cut it up and put it in his iced tea.
Really? Mm. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow. I like that ending to the story. That's great.
But then think of all the ground it touched.
The outside.
The outside.
Yeah. Doesn't hurt
you guys
that
don't
sweet,
bite
sweet
in,
juice
you don't
inside.
Bite into it like an apple?
No.
No. It's not an inside out lemon.
This is the part of the show where we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things we talked about on the show. Agata, do you have a suggestion of something we can hoedown about?
French fries.
French fries.
Interesting.
We did McDonald's last week.
We did McDonald's last week. You might be thinking about last week's episode, Agata. We talked about lemons.
I mean, July, you love fries, right?
You know, I'm in a weird place with fries right now. I wouldn't want to get into it.
Okay. Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster, great.
Okay.
Y'all ready to hoe down?
Yeah.
There she goes, going over to the piano.
Well, Blockbusters are closing, and that is really sad. I don't know what to do this weekend with my dad. There's no more Blockbuster, and that's a bummer. Where am I gonna get 50 copies of I Know What You Did Last Summer?
So I went over to Bend, Oregon. I broke my back trying to stretch inside the Blockbuster, and nobody came up to help me except one guy. He called himself L.
Blockbusters are dead. What am I supposed to do this summer? I guess I'll just stay home and grow my fingernails.
Well, I gotta get a DVD,
'cause I gotta see this movie, you see.
Do you have one that I can borrow?
And do I have to bring it back tomorrow? Bring it back tomorrow. That was a pretty good one, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hard.
It is hard. It is hard.
Yeah.
I think it's the best one we've ever done so far.
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Liz, thanks so much
thank
for coming
you.
On the podcast.
Hey,
that was fun.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh, go see that movie, Three Identical Strangers. It's great.
Ooh, I want to see that.
It's good. I don't want to ruin it for you.
What is that?
It's a documentary about three twins. Well, one set of triplets that meet as adults.
Oh, interesting.
It's good.
They were forced to live apart as like an experiment.
Yeah, but you just ruined it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Forget she said that.
Okay.
Anyways, it's a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
I didn't work on it. Oh, okay, never mind. You didn't ruin it then. Yeah. I didn't work on it. Go watch it.
Okay. How about you, Agata? Do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug just a nice big glass of ice water, you know?
When it's hot out, there's really nothing like it.
Nothing like it.
Got to stay,
Keep that H2O level up.
Yeah. July, how about you? Do you have anything to plug?
No, I'll give my plug to Roll Over Home.
Oh, that's so nice.
I want to plug Skyscraper.
Oh, the movie Skyscraper starring The Rock?
Another movie.
She is a big fan of it.
Did she saw it? You saw it, didn't you?
I did see it.
You liked it.
I loved it.
Did you take her with you?
I did take her with me.
Did you try and hold hands?
I did not try to hold hands.
That would be a weird line to cross for them because they're coworkers.
That's true.
Right, yeah. Right. But she, you know, she loved it as much as I did. She was telling me it's the next Die Hard. You know, it's going to be playing on near Christmas time, you know, gather around the family, watch this great action film starring The Rock.
Is there a Christmas element?
There's not. Oh. And it's a missed opportunity on their part.
Mm-hmm. Is there a raccoon trying to climb the skyrocket?
There is.
Scraper at any point?
There is.
There is? Cool. Yeah. Nice. They probably put it in like digitally.
It
after
was a
that
weird,
happened.
Like, you know who it was? It was Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, from.
I think they're trying to tie in all these Marvel movies.
That's smart.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I'd like to plug this podcast. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on every Saturday night on NBC right after Taken. Taken's a TV show.
Oh, the
show
TV
now.
Show. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
His daughter keeps getting taken in every episode.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Nice. It's kind of like Murder, She Wrote, how someone got murdered in every episode.
Right. And then she
in
wrote
a small
about
town
it.
In Maine. Yeah.
Is Liam Neeson in it?
No.
No way.
No way.
Well, not, count me I out wish. Then. Count me sorry. Out.
Please check us out online. We're at twb.cool. Send in your questions for Ask Agata there. You can email us at hey@twb.cool. You can find us on social media at TrendsWBenefits. And thanks again to Andrew Clotworthy for our theme music. It's good stuff.
Yes, yeah. Love.
But most of all, thank you to you, our readers, for listening to this episode. We love you all very much.
We love you.
And bye.
Good night.
Bye.